Meditation Review with Joseph Goldstein.
As the last meditation tape, I'd like to review all the instructions that we've gone through so far as a way of integrating them all into a single practice. Sit in a comfortable meditation posture. Let the eyes close gently, noticing the intention to close them, and then the feeling of the movement as they close. Become aware of your sitting posture. The simple note of sitting, aware of your body, being present in the body, settled and grounded in the awareness of your body. As you're settled and grounded in the awareness of your body, open to sounds. Open to hearing. Aware of the body posture, mindful of all the sounds appearing and disappearing. Staying relaxed, gentle, open. Noticing how effortlessly the sounds unknown in the very moment of their appearance . Become aware of the breath, either the feeling of the breath at the nose, noting in and out, or the feeling of the breath at the abdomen. the sensation of movement, of rise and fall. Staying grounded in the awareness of the body, open to sound, feeling each breath as it comes in, as it goes out. Using the soft mental note of in and out or rise and fall with each breath, if the noting has been helpful. Connect with the beginning of each breath and sustain the attention throughout the duration of the breath. Connecting and sustaining. sensations in the body become strong, let your attention focus on, open to, the awareness of these sensations. Pain or tension, heat or cold. Be pleasant vibration, tingling, whatever sensations arise and become strong, become aware of these sensations, make a note of them if you can. Burning, burning, itching, tingling, pressure, whatever the sensation may be. Notice what happens to the sensation as you're aware of it. Does it get stronger? Does it get weaker? Does it disappear? Does it remain? Aware of the sensation and simply noticing what happens to it. becomes no longer predominant, come back again to the body and the breath. Notice the arising of thoughts and images as they appear, noting thinking or seeing. there are certain repetitive patterns of thought, you can give a more specific label, like judging or planning, imagining, remembering. You can't see precisely what kind of thought it is, the general mode of thinking will be sufficient. Notice what happens to the thought and image in the moment of mindfulness. Do they remain? Do they disappear? Aware of the body and sounds, feeling the breath, noticing any strong sensations that arise. full of thoughts and images. Of any predominant emotion or mind state. They may be the hindrances of desire, aversion, sleepiness, restlessness, and doubt. Be aware of the other emotions which may arise, of happiness or sadness, boredom or interest, excitement or dullness. Be mindful of any strong arising mind state or emotion, noting it, noticing it, observing what happens, noting it, noticing it without identification. Simply seeing it, feeling it as it is, being aware of what happens to the emotion in the light of awareness. Notice the intentions which may arise before any movement. The intention to shift position. The intention to move at the end of the sitting. Noticing that about to moment. Then either of the intentions simply arising and passing away, or the intention as being the cause of the movement happening. If the mind feels confused because there's too much to notice and you're not sure exactly where to place your attention, come back to the simplicity of awareness of your body and the breath. Simply noticing yourself sitting, aware of the body posture, and feeling each breath as it comes in and out. As the mind becomes more collected, steadier, you can then again open up to the entire range of experience, moment after moment, as each object presents itself. end the sitting, be aware of the intention to open the eyes, then the opening, the intention to move, and then the movement. Practice carrying this quality of awareness and mindfulness throughout all the activities of your day. Mindfulness is a great and precious gift in our lives. It allows us to be present in the moment with what's happening, with a sense of ease and acceptance and spaciousness. Formal meditation of sitting and walking is a way of supporting this quality of wakefulness through all our activities, throughout our lives. In the development of a meditative practice, it's most helpful to practice on a regular basis each day. To review the meditation exercises from time to time. It will be helpful to make use of your meditation instructor as you go through the exercises and the workbook. When possible, you might find a meditation group in the area where you live, sitting together once a week or once every 2 weeks. The support of other people doing the practice is tremendously helpful in supporting our own. There are times that you might feel discouraged in your practice through the inevitable ups and downs of mindfulness, of clarity, of understanding. There will be times when it's easy and times when it's difficult. It's important to be persevering through all of these ups and downs. Many people have walked on this same journey before us, and through the practice of attention and mindfulness, we can do it too. The Dutch philosopher Spinoza ended his great philosophical work with this line: "All noble things are as difficult as they are rare." The Dharma is a great blessing in our lives. Through the practice and power of mindfulness, of awareness, we begin to explore and investigate the nature of wisdom and compassion, of suffering and the end of suffering, explore the possibility of freedom.
This concludes Insight Meditation, an in-depth correspondence course. The music on this program is by Nawang Ketchab from his album Sounds of Peace. Thank you for listening.